It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. In our segments over the past several weeks, Dr. Husing has been comparing and contrasting Riverside County with San Bernardino County when it comes to new U.S. Census Bureau statistics. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. Use our search function and search for John Husing. In past segments, we have compared the number and quality of jobs within our two counties. We've contrasted education and income levels between Riverside County and San Bernardino County. And Dr. Husing has revealed some surprises in the data. For instance, he busted the myth that most people who live in the Inland Empire commute to work west or south out of the region. In fact, most people who live in the Inland Empire also work in the IE. In this morning's segment, Dr. Husing has some more surprising statistics.
One other demographic which I think people are quite interested in is to what extent is a population non-citizens? The shares are relatively low in both San Bernardino and Riverside counties.
Really?
It is 11.7% in Riverside.
11.7%
are non-citizens.
Okay.
San Bernardino is slightly lower at 11.3%. So, again, they're very close, a 0.4% difference. Then when we look at the share of the population who speak English less than well, it's, again, another metric that the Census Bureau looks at, it is 15.2% in Riverside County. It is 15.9% in San Bernardino County. Again, they're very close, a difference of 0.7%. What's interesting is that less than well speaking of English in the coastal counties is 21.5%.
Huh.
Substantially higher than it is in the Inland Empire.
So we could deduce from that there's more new immigrants coming into the coastal counties.
That is, could vary. It probably is
and
the
maybe
case.
And maybe they're more established here.
And you have communities of, oh, for instance, if you get into Orange County, you find a very large community of Vietnamese, for instance, where they probably are still communicating in Vietnamese. Mm-hmm. In parts of L.A., you've got very strong Central American, Korean communities. I used to, my grocery store used to be at the border between Central America and in Korea.
That would be.
So we go to the grocery
store.
There
would be some interesting shopping there.
Well, we used to, every time we went to the store, buy something we didn't know what it was just to see what it tastes like.
That's a very cool idea.
All right, those are the sort of the demographic issues that we see.
Okay.
Frankly, I'm surprised by the very low share of non-citizens.
Yeah, especially these days, you know, because of course it's in the news, it's in our national politics, and so everybody's thinking about it more.
And also,
and because we have growing populations of Latinos and Hispanics in the Inland Empire.
Well, like I said in an earlier program, slightly over half the population of the two counties together is Hispanic, and that's much higher than it is for the coastal counties. But in the coastal counties, where we're at 50.5, they're at 43.2. However, we have combined 6.7% Asian and Pacific Islanders in the coastal counties. Our 6.7 grows to 14.6.
Huh.
So much higher, and I think that's part of the reason for the language differential.
Yeah.
But in the coastal counties, the share of non-citizens, whereas ours is in the 11% group, they're in the 15s.
I think we need to remember that. I think that's not just an interesting, but that's a really important statistic to remember as politics progresses over the next year or two.
I suspect that it probably is.
Yeah.
The urban myth is that the Inland Empire is much more
illegal,
yeah. and doesn't speak English, yeah. and all of that, or doesn't speak English well. It is just not true.
The Census Bureau says that's just not true. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now, Switching to another topic, which is housing.
Ah, yes.
And that discussion is going to wait for next week. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning feature on 91.9 KVCR.